This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, religion and life. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you are listening to A to Z and we want to talk about religion and life. Well, let's understand the concept of religion in Quranic sense and how it relates to life and how it is important to our lives. Well, first of all, what is religion? Quran puts forward two types of concepts about religion and they are very much related to one another. In first sense, Quran says, religion, فطرةالله التي فطر الناس عليها. It's your own innate nature which Allah has created within you. It's actually your own understanding of what's true and what's false. It's your own natural capacity to know what's right and what's wrong. So this is one aspect of religion. So religion is about your own inner nature, which tells you what's true and false and what's right and wrong, and pushes you from within to do what's good and to accept what's true. And on the other side, religion is the guidance which come to us from the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from Quran, from the revelation. Quran tells us that these two are together, religion. So they two help each other. Revelation comes to nurture our nature. Religion comes to nurture our nature to do what's good. So we may do what's good. So we may pave the path of rightness and righteousness. This is the one aspect of religion. So in Quranic sense, religion is not about some rituals. Religion is not about some practices, just some practices, but it is something very deeply related to our own nature. Welcome back. You are listening to A to Z and we are talking about religion and its relation with the life. Well, I may start with an example. If you tell your child to not to play with a knife, this order from your side is very much in harmony with the nature of a child because he does not know how to deal with a child. So his nature, his very nature needs that such an order should exist. Such a law should exist for him, that he should not be let to play with a knife. Here, the order, the law is not imposed on him. Actually, the law here arises from his own nature. Don't play with a knife is a law, is an order. But actually, this law and order comes from and rises from his own nature. Same thing goes for humans. We humans, what is a religion? It's actually the things we should act accordingly as a result of the type of the nature we have. Our nature has some spiritual aspects. It has intellectual aspects. It has some aspects which are beyond our reasoning and understanding. So taking them all in notice, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us in life. So this guidance from Allah actually derives and rises from our own nature. So in this understanding, actually religion is that type of law which is not imposed by a higher divine being upon us, but it is actually nurturing of human nature by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a compassionate being who created us, a compassionate being who loves us, helps us to gain our own perfection by guiding us towards something which is good for us, so we may live happily here in the hereafter. So religion is actually about living according to your own true nature. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us understand the true religion and act according to it. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.